Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, this is Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. My name is John of the Crucified and Resurrected Method of Living a Recovered Life. And this is my study in the book of Galatians. Today I'm in Galatians chapter 5. And what we have here is we have the Jews that are coming to a people that are set free in Christ and trying to impose law on them and bring them under control. What kind of law? Well, all the Old Testament laws, such as circumcision and all the many, many laws that are attached to following the Ten Commandments, addendums. Yeah. And there's holidays and there's celebration days and all of these festivals and such. The Jews were trying to bring the Christians under their control. And so a lot of what is discussed in chapter 5 addresses the flesh. The flesh is following religious laws in this case. And it also addresses jealousy. You see, the Jews were jealous over the freedom that the Gentiles had. Truth of the matter is that when Jesus Christ was crucified and resurrected, those two races were really eliminated. At that time in that part of the world, there were Jews and Gentiles, or Jews and heathen. Those that believe in the cross, that were set free in the cross, are now, quote, Christian, unquote. And the world became Christian and non-Christian. And the Jews didn't want to let go of the old way. So we have what we have here in Galatians chapter 5. Stand fast, therefore, in liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of the righteousness by faith. So what Paul's telling the Christian body is that if you sign up for this Jewish religious offer, that you're fallen from grace. And being circumcised just leads to following all other kinds of laws. The laws that they've set up themselves in the Old Testament at that time had a purpose, but when Christ came, the old was done away with. It's not done away with, it's put into context. But the practices are done away with because now we're no longer under that law. We're under a new law, and we'll get into that right now. You have become estranged from Christ who attempted to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind, but he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. So the Jews that are coming in and getting those that are saved by Christ off topic is not coming to them by God. It's by man and man's desire to control another man because he's jealous of the freedom that that man has. We trust as Christians in God's care. And as we trust in God's care, which is delivered through the cross, the Spirit honors that and guides us in the ways of freedom. We're free. We're free because the Spirit is free. And the Spirit will lead us into all truth. So there's the law of freedom. And there are other laws, but we're not under the old law, and I'll explain that in a second. I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I still suffer persecution? The offense of the cross has ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves off, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh. And what we're talking about here by the flesh is religious activity. I'll put it into context. But through love, serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law. So, we're led by the Spirit. We're not under the old Jewish law. We are under a new law, the law of freedom in Christ Jesus, and we're free to love one another. All the law is fulfilled in one commandment: love your neighbor as yourself. And the Spirit guides us into that as we honor the work that was done for us at the cross. We're free to love. Okay, now down to verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just also as I told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So here you have religious bodies, the Jews, the Gentiles. You have Jews that are jealous of the freedom that the Gentiles have, or you have non-Christian religious people non-Christian religious people jealous over the authentic Christian non-religious people. And they're jealous. And they're hating on that. And they're filled with selfish ambition and drunkenness and murder. That's the world that Paul came, the Apostle Paul came from before he got saved. Hatred. Adultery, you know, spiritual adultery, selfish ambition, murder. And Paul says that the people that practice these things are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, he's given a word out that the Jews and all these practices, all these religious practices, and the jealousies that they have over the freedom that the Gentiles have found in Christ and some Jews found in Christ as well. But the Jewish religious body, if they continue to practice that jealousy and that imposition of law, will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. That's the law of freedom. You can't put anything on the law of freedom. It's no longer the law of freedom. Nothing can be attached to it. We're freed through the cross of Christ. When we honor what Jesus did by putting to death the old person we were and raising us into new life, when we honor that, the Holy Spirit will guide us into the ways of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And this is a religious passion and desire in this context. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So let us not become conceited. Or pull rank, or put ourselves on a pedestal, Jews, Gentiles, none. Let us all not become conceited. And I believe that that applies today in so many ways to the church as we know it. And that concludes my study. Thank you for joining in, and until next time, may God bless you.